Hello, I'm Karen O'Connor, a consultant speech and language therapist, and this is the Karen O'Connor podcast, part of openingyourmind.com. Openingyourmind.com is my website where I share my extensive knowledge and unique pieces of the jigsaw approach so that your child can achieve their greatest potential over the shortest period of time. We blend up-to-the-minute speech and language therapy techniques with sensory integrative techniques, including sound therapy, which will be impacting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, so that your child can achieve their greatest potential quickly and easily. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach, as iTunes and other podcast apps start to recommend it to people like you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you.
Cahal was just about 3 years of age, and as we all have to as parents, he has to get assessed by the local nurse, which we did. And one of the part of the therapy she asked him, or treatment, was show her where the cat was. Is the cat on top of the table or under the table? And little Cahal was 3, and he was just looking around, wasn't listening to her, wasn't engaging with her in any way. So at the end of the assessment, she said to me he needed speech and language therapy. So, like every other mother, new mum, didn't know any different. So she gave me a list of the names of private speech and language therapists. To her at the time, we would be waiting at least 2 years with the HSC. Still, I was not made aware, even though coming from a large family myself, and we have a good gift of the gab, he wasn't talking or interacting. But I put a lot of it down to being an only child, both parents out working. Kind of maybe I wasn't getting any clues here that there was anything as such, may I say, abnormal with Cahal at the time. And people ask me, how did I come upon Karen O'Connor? And the honest truth is, she answered the phone. As I said, I got a list of, I'd say, 12 or 13 names, and she answered the phone. Anne did not know any better, had no research done. She said, gave me a date and a time and to take Cahal along. Again, I still did not think much, even though he was 3. And I had nieces and nephews that were talking at a year and a half and interacting more. It still did not register with me that he was of any different. Nowadays, people ask me, well, did you ever get in touch with the HSC? And as I said already, kind of, I didn't think I needed to. This is the funniest. Comparing, my husband is a quiet man and I'm a talkative. So I thought he was going more like his dad, kind of quiet. With time, his speech will come. Did not still register that there was any difficulty with speech impairment until he was assessed by Karen. And that's a different story. Both of us went in with Karen, myself and my husband, and it was a brilliant idea, both of us went. She did such a thorough assessment on him, gave him reassurance, rewarded him. That gave us a bit of, even though with my left hand I knew he was in a bit of difficulty, but with my right hand, Karen reassured me, this therapy will give Cahal all the help he needs. And as I said before, I trusted her. And I left it in her hands. And whatever we had to do, whatever tools we had to get and learned to help Cahal along, we were willing to do it. A few people had mentioned to me, did you ever get his hearing checked? Because I suppose I Cathal is a boy and he had two nieces or two cousins 6 months apart. And they were, God bless them, gifted the gab, and they were way ahead. And I just thought maybe there's something wrong with his hearing, so we went privately to get that checked. But that hadn't come to fore by the time we got to Carrin. Still, kind of, I never did. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe us as parents weren't kind of on the internet Googling, which maybe is the best thing that ever happened. There was so much going on with us. I never did. Again, as I said, I always thought he's going to be quiet like that. He's not going to be as assertive as I'd like him to be. But now when I look back, he was 3. And my God, he wasn't even acting like a 1-year-old. No? So people have asked me, did you ever think of that he might have been on the autism spectrum? Never dawned on me, but it shocked me when I did. So, as I said, we got assessed by Carrin when he was just 3 and 2 months, and I'll forget it, and he started the LIFT therapy with her. And I have to say, from day 2, both of us saw an improvement. And the first improvement we saw was he was doing in the kitchen, his repetitive walk in the morning, and I called him Cathal, and he just looked at me and looked me in the eye, and we went, oh my God, that was the first eye contact the child gave us. And that was day 2 after starting the LIFT therapy. It was like turning on a tap. Now, I mean, it was slow, but we were seeing improvement from day 2 onwards. And now we're in 10 years down the line, and we sometimes go, does he ever stop talking? And we still see an improvement on him. We saw the eye contact. We saw he was kind of interacting with other children, especially his cousins. He was very close to one of his little cousins. She was 6 months ahead, and she really protected him all along. But I felt he, when he'd go out in public, he started interacting more with people. Maybe his speech wasn't fully with them, but still he made eye contact and he made himself known to people. He was very lucky because even he started play school early that time, not like now. Three was going at 3. And the teachers in the school were big time. They saw that he had very interest in music, so she used to bring in the violin, and then he started developing interest in Jedward at the time, and he bought the CD and he'd sneak it into school with him, and he was only 3 and a half, but he knew, kind of, he got them all involved in it. So they were the little things the teacher in the school would say to me. Today he developed this, today he shared his toys, or today he didn't have a tantrum. Now, tantrums were starting to develop, would you believe it, when the LIFT therapy started. That's when we saw the tantrums starting. And as Carrin reassured us at the time, it was all that was going on in his head was kind of sorting itself out than real tantrums. I suppose one stage, he challenged me one morning, he didn't want something. So we had kind of, which I was delighted to see, because before that it was, Cathal, let's go, or Cathal, sit down. And if I said to Cathal, sit there, and if I came back in 2 hours' time, Cathal would still be sitting there. Now, the bells never rang with me. That shouldn't be it at a young age, you know? And he challenged me one morning going to school. I think it was over a lunchbox. And I said, no, Cathal, you like a mommy's does. And he went into his playroom and he got a few crayons and he painted the wall. So that was another cue for us to say, oh my God, this lad really is, this therapy is working wonders on him. It was kind of, even though I tried to show him that I was mad, but I was delighted. So as I said already, from the beginning, we saw different times where he was really, really improving. Another huge aspect of it for us was we went away on holidays after one of the treatments. And as we were leaving Karen's school, after finishing the booster, Karen said, if it happens that he doesn't settle on his holidays, and she gave me two CDs, put these on. And again, we did take them with us reluctantly when I think about it. And we had to use them. And my God, it just, if I have to say it, it floored both of us again. So we knew it was working for Cahal. And in his own head, himself as a child, he was more smileier, interacting with other kids, interacting with everything. You know, he was just, I can't put in words strong enough how we knew it was working for Cahal. Looking back now, Cahal is 13, going into second level school. What can I say? He's a child that will, what's the word I'm trying to say? When I spoke to the teachers in the beginning, telling them that he had to get the lift therapy, they were saying, what exactly was that? His results, I can't talk about them. Even the teachers couldn't believe it. Just, he's above average in everything. He never said as a child, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, he started with the tin whistle when he was four, he wanted to do it. He loved music, he's still doing it. He learned the accordion. And he's just thriving in everything. He never did drama, speech and drama, but they had a drama in school, or they had a Christmas, and he had the main part, and my God, I mean, that was the icing on the cake, the way he did that. Even the teacher said, oh, wait till you see. The confidence, the self-awareness, I just kind of grounded. What can I say? He is, not alone he's on the intellectual side, but he's into hurling, football, he's into basketball. He knows sometimes he has to work hard to get up there, but he is. Latest thing now is running, so he's out on the running track. Just can't keep up with it. I just can't. Kind of, it's the best thing. He's just thriving. And it'll be interesting to see now the next stage of his life, going into second level school, how he'll keep going. But again, I put it all down to early interventions with the lift. Very thankful parents today. As a mum, if we hadn't done the lift, we probably would have to go down the assessment of the HSE. Where would he be? I definitely know he wouldn't be where he is himself after the lift. Like, it's like, probably he would be definitely in mainstream with support, education support in school, really. People ask me, how come you hadn't gone to the HSE? And here I go again. I didn't realise. As a parent, we had never picked up. We didn't see the cue to call that we needed to. And I did as the public health nurse did. She said, get speech and language privately until we get him through the HSE speech and language, which thank God we never had to go to. We didn't. We kept going the way we were going, and we're happy today. Well, my advice to parents now is of course, get registered whatever way they have to get early intervention. And I know it's definitely early intervention. Maybe I was a bit late at three, but I didn't know any better. I wasn't in touch with child's development at the time. Definitely, I would be advising this lift therapy for any child. I know we look at certain things, but get registered, get second opinion, and get assessment early. And this lift therapy does its own assessment as well as other organisations out there that do it, but it's worth getting early intervention. Would I think, was I late with Cahal starting? The age of three, and I remember Karen telling us at the time, he is acting like a 1.5 year old, which was, I could see in Karen's face at, on the day, that's a bit behind. So I think most parents nowadays, with social media and interacting and everything up on social media, it's brilliant. But to get the right assessments and the right tools is the most important part. I wasn't involved with social media at the time, as I said, and I was one of the lucky ones that Karen answered the phone. So, as I said already, Cahal did the lift when he was only three. Now he's 13, 10 years on. It has thrived. We still, believe it or not, we still see changes in him. And everybody says it's his confidence. His confidence is just thriving. And normally you'd say, Cahal, will you, anything at all you ask him to do, you never get, no, I'm not able to. He just do everything. Say now he's involved in the Scouts and he goes off on his own for the weekends, and I am more nervous than any, but he comes back as, well, I learned that. And he knows. Just, he's one of those kids that just thrives on learning. And he just, I mean, there was no, he's from the word, from that day two of the lift, it's all positive. It's all positive. He has thrived in every aspect. Even languages now. He's learned the Irish now and going into school and even talking already. He's even planning where he's going to college already, which I think is strange. Like, he's looking way ahead of his time. Yeah. There's a lot of reading. There's a lot of, as I said already, sports. There's a lot with his, again, he's involved in Scouts and he does a lot of them hikings and camping. And I suppose the only thing left now for him to do is start driving. I do have to say that the best thing we ever did is do the lift therapy with Karen. Not alone the therapy, but the assessments Karen did in the beginning, halfway through, and at the end, and just reassured us all the way through. And also that we were able to pick up the phone no matter what time, what day, what question we had. Karen was on the other side of the phone to listen. And if she couldn't guide us, she was willing to meet us and to reassure us as parents. And I'll always remember after the first lift, Karen said, now he's got 70% of the way and I would like him to do the boost. And I still think of the day she said, it's like putting the knot on the bag. And I do have to say that boost really pulled it all together for him. People now will be saying, what is she talking about pulling it all together? It's all to do with a child's development. It's all to do from I remember Carl, if Carl saw a step at the age of three, he'd go straight onto his bum. He wouldn't walk and go down the step. He was always afraid. Carl never climbed. I never had a child that climbed in my house. Never. He never climbed. Compared to some of the nieces and nephews I see climbing everywhere. He wasn't afraid. He was very afraid of heights and stuff, really. And even a treehouse, I got him for the age of two. He didn't really use it until he was finished with the lift. He never used it. He never used it because he was afraid. He was more of a child that when he get up in the morning, he had his rituals, walk around the kitchen, pull out pots and pans, and that was it. It was the same thing day in, day out. But that wasn't long. We saw the changes coming on as the program was going on. And all I, if it's a word of wisdom for any parent, is it's worth talking to Karen. It's worth doing Karen's course. Brilliant. It's for life. It's for life. It's amazing how sports. In the beginning, he was weak. We kept with a lot with the sports. We did the swimming. You'd be proud to see him playing for Fela this year, and how glad he was to get 2 points during this Fela tournament. Fela is the football, but we see the hurling has come on an awful lot. The way he is able to use the left hand and the right hand. And just running now is a huge thing. Running has come on an awful lot. So anything at all he does. Anything at all.
Thanks for listening to the Karen O'Connor podcast. Please visit openingyourmind.com for more information on the work that I do. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss out on future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.